or football games at Lakers, you know him. He's starting those chants. He's just a ball of energy always as Bad X ready to kick this one off left to right across your radio. And this one's going to be received by number 29 of the Lakers. He bobbled it at about his own 14-yard line. And there's a fumble on it, but some flags out there as well. And we're going to try and sift this one out and see what ends up happening. Looks like Lakers came out with it. Number 25 for Lakers, the ball carrier.
Mark Amon and a couple other hatchets were in on the play, but I'm not sure what they're calling there because they're pushing the back.
Against the Lakers, number 29, Evan Gasho was the ball carrier. So this one's going to push the Lakers way back to start this second half. It's Lakers 34, Bad Axe 6. And the Ubley game, we have an update. It looks like Ubley 32, Brown City 7 at the end of the third. So Ubley, all Ubley there in that game. So Brown City looks like they're going to be defeated by the Bearcats there. So push the Lakers back, and it's going to be first and 10 for the Lakers at their own 9-yard line. They have 91 yards to drive to for the touchdown, and looks like Lakers taking their time in everything they're doing now. Post under center, one man, two men in the backfield. Number 86 in motion. Handoff to number 26, Seth Kaczynski around the left side. Gets out to about the 15-yard line where he's brought down, but there are flags on the play once again.
David Brown and Mark Amon for the hatchets, and it looks like the referees want to get a little airtime in this one.
Apparently so. We've had plenty of penalties as of recent.
Well, I'm sure the hatchets will take this one and back it up because they picked up a chunk of probably, I'd say, at least five. I can't tell from the angle. What do you think, Clark?
I would say so as well. And it's going to be all the penalty flags are down at the 9-yard line, which is the original line of scrimmage.
Yeah, so it'll be half the distance if it's a big one.
You can tell the officials are doing the math right now, and they're down to about the 3-yard line. So now 97 yards to go for the Lakers to score in this third quarter. 11:47 remains in the third quarter. It is So, Lakers now 2nd and 13, now to their own 5-yard line. Moving right to left across your radio with 11:20 remaining in the third quarter. Lakers in white jerseys, black pants, green helmets with the L in wheel on one side. Slot receiver to the left. Post hands it off to number 26, Kaczynski. He has room to run. He's out to the 30-yard line, to the 35, to the 40, and a flag flies at the 35. And he's pushed out of bounds at about the 42-yard line in their own territory. As of right now, a 37-yard carry.
Jimmy Rogers forced them out of bounds, but either it's going to be a face mask on him. They're converging together, just like if they were going to Pigeon Telephone and saying, you know, we need to make the right call here and not mess up on this one, so we got to make sure it's on the right number. Pigeon Telephone Company, you bet.
I like that one right there. So the official's trying to figure this one out, and here comes the signal.
Unsportsmanlike conduct against the Lakers. Oh, my goodness.
So that's going to be a 15-yard penalty, I believe, correct?
Yeah, but from the spot of the ball, it's going to give them a first down, I believe.
It's going to be very close, actually. From the spot of the foul, it's at the 34-yard line. The first down marker is at the 19.
So they're marching it off from the 40 here. I don't know why you're doing it from the 40.
Must be from the end of the run. And yeah. So they put it down at the 24-yard line. Move the chain still from the spot of the foul. And it is first and 10 for the Lakers. It's going to go down into the books as a 37-yard rush, then minus 15.
Well, it still gave them a first down. So the hatchets right now still haven't learned how to stop this Laker offense.
And Lakers adjusted accordingly at halftime. Two men in the backfield. Slot receiver to the left of the man in motion. Pitch out number 29 is Evan Gasho. He gets out for about 12 yards. First down for the Lakers. Move the chains once again. They're out to the 37-yard line.
Mark Amon for the Hatchets, making the stop, but not until they picked up another first down. They got good blocking. They had a man in motion, and they just outnumbered the Hatchets on this left side, Clark.
One thing to note is Ben Braden, the quarterback and also defensive back, is now playing defense again. He was not in the first half because of some sort of back injury that was injured in the first play of the game. Handoff to number 29, around to the left side. Evan Gasho again, the ball carrier, moves ahead for about 2 yards. Brings up second down and a long eight.
Brad Loschenschlager made the hit for the Hatchets, number 52.
Very good. Very good name, title there.
Yeah.
You butchered that.
But that's all right.
That's
I know. Okay. I talked to his relatives, and and they sent me emails and texts and Twitters, and I finally figured
space.
It out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have that one. That's the only one.
You don't have face space?
No, imagine that.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
Or Facebook, perhaps.
Yeah.
Anyway, so as the play was undergoing, there's another flag on the play. That looks like it's going to be a false start against Lakers. Push them back 5 yards. We should start keeping track of penalties here, Ron.
Uh-oh, it's not looking good. This is the first ball game in 7 weeks that we've had so many parachutes going up and penalties in the ball game.
I think the officials are going to have carpal tunnel from reaching for that flag and throwing it straight up into the air.
Carpal tunnel. They may have to go to Larry Agassiz and get their
their teeth cleaned.
Teeth cleaned because they need to pick the flags up.
You know, Ron, you should probably stop while you're still ahead.
Well, I thought I was ahead.
The loss of five there on the penalty brings up second and 13 for the Lakers at their own 32-yard line. Post hands it off to number 29, Evan Gasho, the preferred ball carrier of this drive. Nothing going there. No gain on the play. Brings up. That's going to be third down now.
75, Jacob Taylor and a host of other Hatchets met him there, so it's going to bring up a third and long here, Clark.
And it's 38-7 still. Ubley over Brown City in the fourth quarter now. Ubley just laying it on hard and heavy there against Brown City.
I wonder if that Shaw kid is breaking loose for the Bearcats.
Now, Jimmy Shaw had 6 touchdowns against Bad Axe last week, so that was very impressive from him indeed. Spread offense now for the Lakers. Post in the backfield, rolling to his right. Gets past the line of scrimmage and then some. He keeps it for himself. Gets to the first down marker and pushes ahead for about 5 more yards. He's at midfield. First down at a gain of about, I'd say,
I believe he got the first down, Clark.
Yes, he did. He was out at the 38-yard line, and he got a gain of about 12 yards.
Yeah, Spencer Kelly forced him out of bounds. And when we had him over against USA, he went into that shotgun formation, and he was their best play for the Lakers when they went up against USA to run or pass. And when he gets running, that kid is excellent.
Absolutely, and we're seeing it again. The Bad Axe defense, hands on the hips. They keep that energy level high and stop the Lakers here and get some momentum going in the second half.
Well, they had him backed up, but here goes Post on a direct snap.
And Post in the spread offense. Keeps it for himself, gain of 5, gets out to the 45-yard line of Bad Axe territory now. Second, that's about 4-yard gain according to the markings, and it's second and 6 for the Lakers.
Spencer Kelly, the king for tonight. Do we ever have king at our school?
It's in coming home. It's during the basketball season.
Yeah, but not during football.
Not during football.
They have a king and queen here. That's unusual. Maybe
right.
They don't have coming home or something like that. I don't know.
Second and 6 for the Lakers. Spread offense still for Post. Man in motion is number 89. Nathan Kaczynski is favorite receiver. Post going to keep this one for himself. Never even looks downfield.
Oh.
And he is keeping this one for himself. Has the first down, 6 yards, and then about 10 more. He's down to the 30-yard line before he's pushed out of bounds at the 30-yard line. But a flag on the play.
Loschenschlager that threw him out of bounds, but the flag is going to back him. It's holding again against the Lakers.
So, holding against the Lakers. Don't even think about that play.
Oh,
didn't happen.
Didn't happen. But
didn't happen.
He gets 15 yards out of a play that didn't happen, but only the shadow knows what happens.
That's right. So,
mm-hmm.
That's going to push them back from the spot of the foul at the Looks like it was about the 44-yard line.